Homage to Sakyamuni Buddha. Homage to Vajrasattva. Homage to Padmasambhava. Homage to all the lineage masters. Homage to His Holiness Jigme Ponsok. Homage to His Holiness Chamyam Luntuk Gelt. And due to these arising causes, and also because it is the beginning of a new year, I will now share a small teaching. And as it is a new beginning, it is good to really consider and to plan how you want to move forward with one's life. With respect to our existence, our material concerns, I think everybody has got a reasonable plan. With respect to our practice, it would be good to settle down and to plan on how within this year we are going to carry out our practices. Really consider this. Why? Because everything that we experience within this human world of ours, no matter how wonderful it might be, it is just like a rainbow. We are always pursuing wonderful things and enjoyments and prosperity. However, all of these will disappear just like a rainbow. And so in this impermanent world, how do we attain the ultimate happiness and liberation? This is what we should be pursuing. From a young age, we've been pursuing the desire to have happiness and good fortune. And in the process of pursuing this happiness and good fortune, we have lost sight of the suffering lurking in the shadows thereof. And in our pursuit for this good fortune and happiness, we may experience it for a short time. However, it is really short-lived. And in this pursuit for happiness and good fortune, also we experience a lot of difficulties and hardships and sufferings. And even those enjoyments, those good fortunes, those happinesses that we experience, including our good health, eventually one day is going to disappear. And so in this very short-lived pursuit and experience of these happinesses and good fortune, what have we expended to accomplish this, to experience this? Have we not engaged in a lot of hard work, a lot of effort? If today we look back and we will see that all of those experiences that we've had up to now of enjoyments, happiness, hardships and suffering are just like a rainbow, have just disappeared like a rainbow. Apart from what's happening right now in the present, we can't bring back the past. And when we have these plans or considerations for the future really is unpredictable and they come about and disappear according to arising causes. These arising causes come about due to our past merit and our past wisdom. For instance, now that we have this precious human life, this came about due to our previous lives' merit. And although we have this human life with the 8 freedoms and 10 advantages, even if we eat better food, we have good clothes, all sorts of things to protect this body of ours, irrespective of all of this, still we are going to suffer birth, old age, sickness and death, and all of these things are not going to protect us in the end. We all understand how to look after our body and we put a lot of effort into this. However, it's also very important that we look after the state of our mind. Our body is controlled by our mind. And if our mind becomes very weak, then it is going to affect this body of ours. It is very important that we look after our body and all our material needs. However, even more important than this is that we look after our state of mind. If our state of mind is not very good, then all these unhappinesses, all of these anxieties, all of these worries, all of these feelings of emptiness. Our body is not going to be able to control this. Our body is not going to be able to satisfy the requirements of our mind. We can reflect ourselves. Up until now, all of the efforts, all of the hardships and difficulties that we have engaged in order to enjoy our happinesses and good fortunes, they have all disappeared like a rainbow. And still, these desires within our mind have still, after all of these years, not been satisfied. From this, we see that the material things are not able to satisfy our desires, and the second is that our desires are without bounds, are limitless. And in terms of history, which person has been completely satisfied by only material concerns? Look what happens with so many of us. We have, and yet we still want more. And we have, and we still want more. And we still want more. And we still want more. And this carries on, and finally we don't have any more life left in us anymore. Our desires are limitless, however, our life is only for a few decades. In terms of material abundance, I think that everybody has sufficient, is okay. However, over and above this, what else should we engage in? We should engage in practice, transforming our mind. While we are still young, we still have the energy to pursue all of these material concerns, and this is okay. However, our body's strength and energy will degenerate eventually to the state where it will be very difficult for us even to put on a set of clothes or to eat some food. And when this is the case, where is our happiness going to come from? Right now, from this moment on, we must start establishing a very good foundation on how to develop this mind of ours. As they say, now is the generation of the time of anxiety and worry. And within this anxiety and worry, how do we find good fortune and happiness? Actually, good fortune and happiness is within the anxiety and worry. However, if we are not able to look after our mind, and then our mind is lost and confused by all of these desires for all of these material concerns, then how is this mind of ours going to be satisfied? If we have a very good state of mind, then even though we might not have so much in terms of material concerns, we can still live very happily and freely. Have you noticed that many happinesses are experienced by those people who live a very simple life? When we don't have a lot materially, then we might think, I will be much happier when I have, or if I have, a lot more wealth and good fortune in terms of material things. However, once we have all of these material things, we find that this is possibly not the case. People with a lot of material wealth often experience a lot more anxiety, a lot of more worry, and a lot more concerns. Irrespective of whether this is at work or if they are students, where do all of these anxieties and concerns come from? It doesn't come from the material objects. It comes about because the energy of one's mind is too low. Not only does practice help us with our future lives, it also helps us very much in our present life. If our mind is very stable and very strong, then we have the ability to face many of the difficulties in this current generation, in these current times. Have a healthy body and also have a healthy mind. This really is so important. We may have noticed that it's very easy to satisfy the requests or requirements of our body. However, it is not so easy, or we haven't been able to satisfy all of the unhappinesses within our own mind. In fact, in our pursuit for fortune and happiness, we often experience very many unhappinesses and difficulties and anxieties. Hence, it's important that we settle down, we bring our mind home, let our mind come to calm abiding and have a good look at our inner world.